This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight, happy Friday. According to a news report that dropped last night, Michael Cohen, that is, of course, Donald Trump's former personal attorney, is prepared to testify in the Mueller probe that the president knew about a June 2016 meeting in New York City between his son, Don Jr., and a Russian lawyer who had claimed she had dirt on the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's the claim. So for the sake of argument, let's assume that all of it is literally true. What does it mean exactly, and why should we care? Now, if you've been watching television over the past 24 hours, you already know the answers to those questions. What this means is the end of the Trump presidency, if not of the United States itself. We should care because nothing in human history, since the harnessing of fire and the invention of the wheel, isn't as inherently momentous as this, Don Jr.'s brief meeting 2 years ago with an unknown Russian lawyer called Natalia Veselnitskaya. Who knew about this meeting? And when did they know about it? And what were they wearing when they met? It is on questions like these that the fates of nations hang. Here's a selection of both the huffing and the puffing.
That puts Donald Trump in a conspiratorial mode on this issue before the fact. That evidence on its face, if it was supported, would be an impeachable offense.
It shows that he had prior knowledge that the Russians were seeking to do this, and he didn't stop the meeting. He was giving a green light for the Russians to interfere.
Until now, we have not had a smoking gun that placed Donald Trump Sr., the president himself, in the center of the conspiracy. This is potentially huge. This is potentially something that can prove the president colluded, and that is an impeachable offense.
So there's criminal liability here for the president on the horizon.
Well, so there you have it. Internationally recognized genius Max Boot thinks this is a big deal. Is it? Well, if the president lied about it or anything else under oath, yes, it is. That would be a big deal. Perjury is always a big deal, but don't tell Bill Clinton's defenders that. Otherwise, though, it's hard to see the point of all of this hysteria. What exactly would the crime here be? It's not illegal to talk to foreigners. Nobody is claiming that any information changed hands, though even if it did, so what? As principal lefty Glenn Greenwald wrote this afternoon, quote, "If getting dirt about your opponent from foreign officials is immoral or treasonous, why was it okay for DNC representatives to be trolling around Ukraine working with foreign officials to get dirt on Manafort and Trump because Ukraine favored Hillary?" Huh. Good question. Keep in mind, too, that the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign both paid a foreign national, his name is Christopher Steele, to gather damaging information on Donald Trump from other foreign nationals, including and especially from Russians. And unlike the Trump campaign, the Democrats actually succeeded. They produced an entire dossier based on misinformation from Russian sources. That dossier changed the course of American history. The Obama administration used it to spy on its political opponents and to begin a series of investigations that have, from the very first day, overshadowed and in some cases neutered the Trump administration. Pretty effective, just in case you're looking for actual examples of foreign collusion. Now, Democrats are claiming just the opposite, of course, accusing their opponents of doing pretty much exactly what they themselves did. At first, that may look like hypocrisy, and it is, but it's more than that. It's a political tactic. You scream as loud as you can in the hope that your opponents will be intimidated into accepting your essentially fraudulent premise. It often works, and that's exactly why they do it, but it only works when the rest of us play along with it. So let's stop playing along with it.
Yeah, I tell you, this is incredible. This is conspiratorial craziness. You know, if people on the right did this, Alex Jones probably wonders and, you know, thinks about all this wackiness that they're doing and going, wait a minute, you call me, a conspiracy freak? You know, at least there's some sort of basis here. You know, the DNC has traded, and I guess those pink hats into, you know, tinfoil hats now. That's what this has all come down to. You know, because they have to step over all their violations, whether it is the president, then President Obama, saying stand down to all the meddling that he knew Russia was doing. And, oh, yeah, that's right. It did happen on his watch, not on Donald Trump's. But you would think it's the other way around. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of the solution and not part of the problem. That's what this is all about. It is about us, you know, here focused on the United States of America, not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's about all of us and what unites us. And that is that we are Americans, you know, pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth joins us now, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Ms. Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good, thank you. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday to you. You're in the land of where the heat is getting hotter, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm about to head north to Tahoe, the Tahoe Basin, and we are getting smoked out from all these California fires.
That's right.
Which let me just start writing, along with an investigative reporter, a piece that I hope to have published in a little bit, because when the New York Times actually just wrote about the California fires and said, you know, before 2012, these fires weren't infernos and they weren't as common. Well, since 2012, California has been an incinerator. And I said, well, what changed in 2012? Oh, environmental regulations.
Exactly. Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. This
coupled with their
eco-terrorism policy run through the EPA, which did not allow for clearing of underbrush, dead trees, dead vegetation, and this type of lack of forestry maintenance due to the fact that forestry maintenance might affect the environment or some sort of gnat has contributed a lot to this death and destruction.
Well, this has been going on for decades. It's the insanity of a one-party state. This is what you get. They've sold out on all this, and you would think after all these decades they would figure it out. But, you know, here starts the cycle of what goes on in California. We've got fires that are coming in, and, of course, in about, 4, 6, 8 weeks, then we'll have floods. And, you know, I mean, they like this. It's all part of their personality, the home of fire and floods.
Well, it's just a continuum of chaos. And when you look at the Democrat Party, which is now just the Socialist Party, they operate in a modus operandi of fear and chaos. And that is because both methods or modems allow or force people to be dependent on government. And so the more chaos, the better. It creates more fear. And then the more fear, the better, because it creates more dependency. And fear is a very easy emotion to control. And so as you look at the Democrats' platform, it's all just ginned up fear. You know, do you hate Trump? Well, how much? Not enough? Let's crank up the hyperbole and the violent rhetoric so you hate him even more, and maybe that hate will drive you to the polls.
Yeah, it's definitely going to answer the problem, that's for sure.
What usually drives people to the polls is a healthy and robust economy, and as we look at the Friday GDP numbers, we're on a very good clip to have an even more healthier and robust economy, unfortunately, for the socialists.
Yes, exactly. Well, maybe James Taylor was in California when he saw fire and rain, huh? Maybe that's where he came up with that. Yeah, let's talk about the GDP. It was all over the Sunday talk shows. And of course, the big thing is it sustainable? I mean, you know, it's like the economists have to twist themselves, and I'm saying the economists who are so anti-Trump have to twist themselves into some sort of pretzel logic or dislogic, to come up with the kind of, scenarios they're coming up with. I mean, this isn't like, the dot-com business that, impacted the Clinton administration. You know, dot-com came out of nowhere, and it dot-went about as quickly as it came and ravaged the economy at that time, if you'll remember. But, things have been set up, in the reduction as Mnuchin said, look at what happened. We took out regulations. We focused on jobs. We're promoting businesses. I mean, the foundation is laid there. It's just, can we get everybody on board here? And Donald Trump has done this, Megan, with his arms tied behind his back, with what the Democrats and the media have been doing to him. I mean, could you imagine where we'd be at today if we had just even 50-50 support out of the media, not 90-10?
Right. It's amazing he's accomplished so much, and his popularity numbers have still maintained a relatively even clip. Not one Democrat voted for the tax cut. In fact, the Democrats are promising to raise taxes, and not just individual taxes because they want their crumbs back, but also corporate taxes. And then, of course, you look at the new mantra, which is Medicaid for all, which they call Medicare for all, which, according to the CBO, which is always off by at least 30-50%, in 10 years, it's going to be, I think it's 32 trillion or obscene number in 10 years. Well, that's based on the current population, but with open borders that the Democrats are asking for and for the abolishment of ICE, how are those numbers going to increase? The Democrats never have a solution to their problems. They just believe that bigger government is going to solve all the problems. Well, bigger government costs a lot of money, and it drains the resources, the spending power of the consumer, because that money goes into the black hole bureaucracy of big government. And that dependency is exactly what the Democrats want. And so for all the naysayer Democrats, and there was a majority of them, Barack Obama, for example, said, well, I don't know what magic wand Donald Trump's going to pull out to get a higher GDP. Well, they thought that they had convinced enough Americans to believe that this mediocrity and failure of an economy at 0.9 to 2% under Barack Obama was the new normal. Well, Trump just shattered that myth with a 4.1% GDP. And if the economy keeps going at this clip and more regulations are reduced and there's more repatriation dollars, Trump is expecting $4 billion to come back into this economy, then I could say that we'll probably have over a 5 or even a 6% GDP should he be here for 8 years.
Exactly. Well, and we're talking about the first full year of 3% GDP. How long has it been since we've enjoyed that?
Definitely didn't enjoy it under Barack Obama. He might have had a blip here or there that may have approached 3, but his average was 1.9% during the 8 years. He was the only president in the history of this country that never achieved a 4% GDP.
Megan, how do they give Barack Obama credit? They try to give him credit and say, this is Obama's economy. It's not Trump's economy. How do they come up with, again, this pretzel logic?
Because they're delusional and they lie.
Yes. Well, that's simple. Yeah, we don't have to get into a long conversation about that. But as I mentioned with Mnuchin, I mean, he laid it out very clearly. He said Donald Trump's economic plan consisted of tax reform, trade, and regulatory relief. I mean, that is at the absolute foundation of this incredible economy that we're experiencing. And the Democrats, they wanted, you know, they want to take that away. Really? Are you listening, ladies and gentlemen? What the Democrats want to do? And if that's not enough, of course, then they've got that left-sided arm of their contingency that says, look, at we're going to take all the money and we're going to redistribute it because we believe that socialism is the way, the truth, and the light. Go figure. I'll tell you more to talk about with Megan Barth right here on Bill Martinez Live as we break down more of the highlights, maybe some of the lowlights, too, of the Sunday TV talk shows. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need.
like it's fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, you would think that with the economy as robust as it is, that we'd have a lot more followers and support from the people that know. I mean, because let's face it, the economy, a robust economy, is a great forgiver of lots of sins. You know, it's amazing. It just goes to show you who is for us and who is against us. And by that, I mean, who is really supporting this robust economy? You know, Megan, even the Fed came out with their report. They said that, you know, we'll probably end up with about 2.8% this year, which I'm sure, you know, Trump, that's like, you know, somebody running their fingers down the chalkboard for Trump in their projection there. And says by 2020, we'll be back to 2%. That's where it should be. This is from the Fed. So what does this tell you?
Well, if the Fed can manipulate the economy and keep it in a prolonged recession, I guess better for the Fed. They're going to jack around with interest rates again. You know, I'm all for the Rand Paul clarion call to audit the Fed. We've been talking about auditing the Fed for nearly as long as I've been alive.
Right.
It is time, and I would think that Donald Trump, of any president, would actually lead that charge for the unaccountable, unelected bureaucracy that the Fed is, that basically micromanages the economy instead of allows the free market to work.
Well, is it not part of the this deep state that we're dealing with? I mean, if you remember when Rand Paul brought that up, do you remember what followed shortly thereafter? It was a, you know, with that clarion call was a clarion warning by Barack Obama himself firing a salvo over the bow of Rand Paul's boat. In other words, in a bit of a threat that he didn't want to go there.
Well, of course, because the extended malaise was perfect for Barack Obama.
Yeah, zero interest and all that.
Quantitative easing in order to prop up Barack Obama's, you know, smoke and mirrors economy, if you even want to call it an economy. They were manipulating the employment numbers. They were manipulating the numbers in general to not make it seem as bad as it was. They kept telling us, oh, this is as good as it gets, and just kept printing money and doing quantitative easing. Because if they had actually allowed the market to react organically, we probably would have been in another Great Depression.
Yeah, China would already have control of the economy, no doubt about it. And, you know, the big difference, again, is that here it is. You had the propaganda of the Obama administration, and you have the reality of Donald Trump. But yet the propaganda of the Obama administration still lingers because they're telling Main Street America that it's not that good. And they go, well, they open up their wallets and go, well, I have money. I'm able to buy new things. My consumer count, I feel pretty good about what's going on with the economy. But yet to hear the Democrats, the sky is falling.
Well, right. Yeah, the sky is falling with the Democrats because 32 million or three? I think it's 3.2 million less Americans are on food stamps.
Yes.
And you have less dependency on government than you under this president than you did with Barack Obama. Let's not forget you had the highest black unemployment under Barack Obama, as well as the highest Hispanic unemployment. Now those numbers are the lowest on record. Women's unemployment is the lowest in 68 years. Veterans unemployment is the lowest in nearly two decades. And so these numbers are all good numbers, good economic indices, and that, of course, is not the Democrats. That doesn't work well for the
Democrats. That doesn't fit in their playbook, sure.
It's not in their playbook.
Right.
Like I said, the bigger the government, the happier the Democrat. The more people that are living in fear and independency, the happier the Democrat. So they're trying to tell us that the lowest black unemployment and the lowest Hispanic unemployment is really nothing. But it's everything to those who have found jobs that are able, for many for the first time in a long time, to put food on their table, a roof over their head, and have the pride that only a job can really instill in you as you wake up and go to work every day, and a job well done, and a paycheck well received.
Well, the frustrating thing for those that want to believe in the Democratic Party is they continue to get insulted because the leadership tells them that you're too stupid. You're not smart enough to run your own business or to take care of your families. This is why you need the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's of the world to really save your bacon, because you don't have the wherewithal to go out there and be successful, as Jonathan Gruber blatantly said. And Jonathan Gruber, you got to understand, this is the message of the Democratic Party. When he said the people, you know, the reason that they did the Affordable Care Act the way they did, because he said that they were just too stupid and they would never understand it. So they made it complicated on purpose. They confused the people, and because you're just not smart enough. And this is why people are abandoning the Democratic Party. It's not so much that they're quitting as much as the Democratic Party is leaving them in the dust, because they're smart enough to figure this out, to realize that, hey, look, this is not what it's all about. And as they continue to move further to the left and embrace the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Bernie Sanders of the world, it's like, you know, it's just they're a people without a party right now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, hate and fear doesn't win elections. Fatter pocketbooks do. If we look historically at Pew Research and how elections are won, people vote with their pocketbooks, and people vote for a leader who they can trust.
Well, they did, except for 2012. 2012 still remains a mystery to me. I think there's probably more to be derived from that situation, how Barack Obama could have won when the economy was so far against him. I mean, it wasn't, and I don't buy that Mitt Romney was the most awful candidate. I think there was probably, you know, and again, that puts me in the realm of the conspiratorial, is I think there was more shenanigans than we even want to get into.
Well, actually, how Barack Obama won the 2012 election is you have to look at Google, and you have to look at Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Google, who resigned from Google in order to help Barack Obama's digital data-driven campaign, whereby he scraped millions of profiles from Facebook under the noses of Facebook, who said it's not ethical, but we'll look the other way. Eric Schmidt is credited for getting Barack Obama 5 more million votes by doing exactly in 2012 what the Democrats accused and shut down Cambridge Analytica doing in 2016. So as long as there was data mining and data scraping to help Barack Obama, the Democrats were totally fine with that, as long as they secured their power for another 4 years and secured 5 million more votes. And when you look at the delta between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, there weren't 5 million votes really to be had. It wasn't that large of a margin. It was a very close race, if you recall.
Yes.
And so you can say that data mining and data scraping in 2012, led by the chairman of Alphabet, former chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, is what drove Barack Obama over that finish line.
Exactly. Hey, let's talk. The EU came to the White House. EU president, and said, okay, look, we got to talk trade. We got to find a solution here. You know, in our business world, Megan, that's what we call a buying signal. When somebody makes those kind of statements and they travel all that distance to solve this problem, but yet you would hear from the mainstream media, because there wasn't something, you know, absolutely specific, they're tearing this gift horse in the mouth, and they just want to continue to, you know, be on this this trade crazy train, you know, that we're on.
Well, yeah, the new fear tactic of the left is we're in a trade war. We're in a trade war. And so, of course, they're going to keep this moniker going, even though the person who talks first at the table loses. We watched the EU fly immediately when Trump was threatening to tax BMWs and European cars. They certainly came quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, he did. Well, they know what side of the toast their bread is buttered on, and that's quick. But see, this is the whole process, and people need to relax, especially those that aren't business people. Understand, this is negotiation. This is what happens, and we'll end up with a better deal, a lot better than what we had going into it, no doubt. And that story will continue. Megan Barth, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com and founder of ReaganBabe.com. Thank
when
you, Megan.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 disc grade.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people confirmed dead from the car fire in Northern California as that massive blaze continues to grow. And now officials confirm at least seven people are listed as missing in the Redding, California vicinity. The Northern California blaze growing to over 95,000 acres, only 17% contained, and it's destroyed over 800 buildings. But there are several other fires burning in California. A fast-spreading fire has residents in Lake County on the move, though this resident says he's not going anywhere.
I'm going to stay around. I'm not going to leave. Supposed to evacuate out. Not going to. Don't want my stores robbed, you know, looted from.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the president may soon reach a deal to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller as early as this week or next. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, you want to drop us an email. We always love to hear from you, okay? Good, bad, indifferent. Your voice counts here, okay? It does matter. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Mark Meckler is with us, Tea Party co-founder, grassroots leader. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for joining us to talk about the Trumpocalypse, huh? It's the end of the world to listen to the media as we know it. And I guess, as the Beatles sang, I feel fine.
You know, that is personally how I feel. I think that's how most people feel. Mm. The reality is every single day we can wake up and we can know for sure 100% that the media is going to pronounce that today is the Trumpocalypse.
Yes, exactly. Yes, the sky is falling. Chicken Little lives, and it continues. I mean, you have to go out of your way to make sure that 90% of what you write about is so negative about this president, in spite of the economy, talking about looking a gift horse in the mouth. 4.1% GDP last Friday, and they're just beside themselves. Well, you know, it's just not sustainable, Mark. I mean, you know, that we would have this. I mean, if Barack Obama would have had a 4.1, there would be a statue with holy water coming out of his left ear in front of the White House.
Yeah, and instead, what they're saying is Russia, Russia, Russia. And in fact, we had a political writer last week who said that Trump's dealings with Russia are our Pearl Harbor or our 9/11. I mean, this is how outrageous and apocalyptic the visions they're trying to paint are today.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the thing is, and there's nobody calling them into account for this. I mean, they're absolutely reckless. And these are supposed people that you would think have some sort of, a journalistic, professional journalistic ethics. But that is all out the door. It's no wonder that the president continues to chide them, you know, and call them out for the fake news. It's not even fake news. It's just lousy opinion.
Look, these are people who claim to be journalists. If you think of them as Democratic operatives with bylines, you'll have a more accurate picture of what's
yes.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's important to look at what's going on underneath all of this. And what's going on underneath is the liberal media is booming financially. CNN's ratings are up. MSNBC's ratings are up. More viewers than ever before. So this kind of very divisive, highly hyperbolic political reporting is doing them very well financially.
Well, and it can, you talk about something that's not sustainable, it would be that because, Mark, at some point, you know, you call the question and you say, okay, at every turn is like, you know, the big word again is something the president had said over the campaign, everything's bigly. You know, everything is bigly right now. You know, unemployment, what is happening with the economy, 4.1 GDP, probably the first time that we will have a 3% GDP in 1 year with prospects of maybe 5 to 7% GDP growth. I mean, we're talking trillions upon trillions of dollars here that are about ready to explode on this economy that Steve Mnuchin said is highly sustainable because at the very foundation, you've got tax reform, trade and regulatory relief, and more tax reform coming here, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, if you rattle off the list, we've got a booming economy, consumer confidence sky high. That's always a future predictor. Manufacturing confidence is really high. Again, a future predictor. Unemployment is at record lows for pretty much everybody, African Americans, Hispanics, women. Today, in fact, Bill, there's more jobs than people who can fill them. And there are more people in the workforce than in a very long time. So on the domestic front, things are really, really good.
Yeah. People are upgrading their jobs now, Mark. I mean, you know, it's not about minimum wage. This is a thing that people are starting to realize is, you know, the Democrats are out there, you know, touting minimum wage. And you got Trump and everybody else talking, hey, what's wrong with maximum wage?
Well, and you also have this on the international front. Remember, the Trumpocalypse says that he was going to cause nuclear war with the North Koreans, going to sell out to the Russians. The Chinese are overtaking us. But what we've got right now is NATO members stepping up, spending more on defense that they are actually obligated to spend. Russia is being pressured by Trump more than at any time in modern history. North Korea now struggling under stronger sanctions than any time in history. It appears to be working. Our trading partners seem all to be willing to step up and negotiate better deals for the United States. So things internationally are going quite well also.
Yes. Yeah, to that point, last Friday, I think, the president of the EU was in town saying, hey, look, I'm here to make a deal. And business.
I heard that this was a trade war that nobody was going to win. It was going to be incredibly bad for the United States, that Donald Trump didn't understand what he's doing. And then you've got John Carl Junker comes to the U.S. and bottom line is says we're going to cut a deal and it's going to be better for the United States. He actually led with an increase in soybean purchases, which is obviously very good for our farmers. So Trump knows how to negotiate and he's going to get deals done.
Mark, did you have a problem with the president giving a little bit of support to the farmers as we get through this?
No, look, he's a realist. I sat with him and listened to him talk about this a few months at Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's going to be a little bit of pain. We're going to do everything we can to assuage that pain. It's short term, so no, I didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, you see, and this is the thing that people are not hearing is that, look, I call it the grief to happiness ratio. We are in, when it comes to trade, we're in that grief arena. And to get to happiness, you've got to get through that process, and there's going to be a little bit of pain, but, you know, it's short term. It's not sustainable. Staying where you are right now is sustainable pain. And it took a businessman to come to the White House to come to D.C. and say, hey, no more. We're not going to be taken advantage of anymore, have our intellectual property ripped off and have this, you know, really this self, it's kind of a self-inflicted wound that the presidents in the past and our government in the past has put us in this position. And it's so academic from a businessman. You know, Mark, we go in there and we look at this stuff and say, how can this be going on? But you know that people have been rewarded for it over the years. And that's why they're howling and screaming, because they don't like their cheese being moved.
Yeah, you know, and when I had a chance to sit with the president, here's the thing that I was most impressed by, Bill, is that he has a long-term vision for what he's going to do on international relations and trade, and he's not going to be moved from it. He is going to fix NAFTA, by the way. I was sitting there in the room with him with Keith Sessions, a congressman from Texas, and he looked at Pete and said, look, here's the bottom line. I know none of you guys in Congress will support me fixing this. I don't really care. For the long-term health of the country, it has to be fixed. I'm going to do it with or without you.
Right. Well, and that's what leadership does it not?
Yeah. I was impressed sitting with him, more impressed than I am even just watching him on TV or anything. He has a plan. He's going to work that plan. He understands what he's got to accomplish. He's willing to take the abuse for it. Mm-hmm. It's not about electoral politics for him. It's not about ratings. It's not about his polling. What it's about is fixing the country for the long term.
Exactly. And that's what these, they're in a sense almost like campaign rallies. When he goes into these various cities, he is pushing the dream. He's giving the American people the vision that he has. And, the good news is he's got evidence. He's got empirical evidence leading into this and saying, look what I've done. I mean, he went to black America and says, I know you had a black president here, but what did he do for you? He says, what have you got to lose? Give me a chance. I may be white and I may be wealthy and I may be coming from New York, but I get you. I'm listening to you and I know I can do a better job. And look in what? 500 days, 500 plus days of this administration, he's given them more than they have gotten. Unemployment at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, females, their unemployment rate is going up. Vets on the rise as well at every turn. As you said, Mark, it is a big Lee economy and a big Lee experience. It's whether or not America has the ears to hear and drown out the naysayers that what do they got? What do they got to show for their offerings?
I agree with you. I'm looking forward to the elections in November. I think the blue wave is stalled, and I think we're going to see some pretty exciting stuff.
It's hard for me to manufacture a blue wave of any kind. I cannot get behind it. I can't connect the dots there, Mark. You've got a robust economy. We've got wins on every angle. I mean, you know what? Main Street America, all these kitchen table issues are going to be thrown out the door to bring in Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that says, hey, all that stuff is going to go away because we're going to tax the heck out of you.
Well, and if the left says this is the end of the world and the Trumpocalypse, I say bring it on.
Yes. Mark Meckler, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This report is brought to you by Aurea Alert Find. Active shooter events are sadly becoming a frequent occurrence in the United States. In 2017 alone, there were 29 such incidents throughout the U.S., and around half of these typically occur in the workplace. Jason Bryant is an active shooter training expert.
It takes law enforcement an average of 3 minutes to respond to an active shooter event. This leaves the targeted organization and its employees 180 seconds to fend for themselves. What they do in that time matters, but what matters even more is what the organization does in the preceding weeks, months, and years to prepare.
Most companies have no formal plan for this kind of an attack. Learn from a police expert exactly what to do to protect employees, giving them the tools and training they need to react immediately to an active shooter can save lives. For more, visit ActiveShooterAssessment.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we thank you for listening and paying attention here. Bradley corrected me. You know, my reference to I Feel Fine in that statement of Mark Meckler's was the Beatles' Rubber Soul, right? I think some of you got that if you're trending with me. But, Brad is, Kanaba's on top of this stuff, and he knows R.E.M., so R.E.M. did the entire sentence, the end of the world and I Feel Fine. So I stand mildly corrected, and for those of us that understood I Feel Fine was a reference to the Beatles, that's okay too, so we're all good. Hey, by the way, I want you to know that Songs and Stories for Soldiers is very grateful for your generosity. You guys have been so outstanding in supporting what we've been doing. It has been expanding so quickly that we need your help, and rarely have we come to you. This may be really the first campaign that we've actually done for you, for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us, to raise some funds, but the expansion has just been so quick that we need your support. The foundation, it was set up to help veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide, which is, 22 vets a day? A day, ladies and gentlemen, 22 families are being impacted by suicide of veterans across this country. We're now working with over 110 veteran service facilities across the United States. We've distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. The demand, as I say, is growing rapidly, and the need for contributions is increasing. So whatever you can do, we thank you. Just go to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us, or you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, the upper right-hand corner. There's some dog tags there. Click on that. Whatever you want to donate, again, we thank you for, playing your role in helping save a veteran's life. Okay? With us right now, Alfredo Ortiz. He's back with us, CEO of Job Creators Network. He says POTUS's aggressive strategy on trade wars was vindicated as the EU Commission president that we talked about earlier agreed to work toward the elimination of tariffs. Alfredo, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, as we say in the business world, you're a businessman. We love those buying signals. When the EU Commission president comes to town and says, hey, I'm here to make a deal, we like that, don't we?
We really do, actually. And, you know, it really shows one thing, that President Trump understands the power of leverage like any good business person does.
Yeah.
If you understand that you actually have the leverage at the end of the day, it puts you in a much stronger negotiating power. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, and the thing is about this is that I don't think the president is going into it in terms of saying, hey, we're going to, you know, put you over a barrel here. We just want what's fair. For a long time, these trade deals, thank you very much, the WTO, that was supposed to be the monitor of this and the referee to make sure that everything was fair down the middle, you know, kind of just let this run away with itself. You know, past presidents didn't care all that much about it and the discrepancy. But you get a businessman coming in and goes, you know, especially a businessman from New York, which, you know, we believe that things should be fair. And if not, we're going to talk about it, you know, and Bill, it's front and center. Go ahead.
No, Bill, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the WTO, frankly, had in no way, shape or form did this any good. And when you look at and these are numbers coming from the WTO, right? China's tariffs are nearly three times larger than the U.S.'s, which again puts our American small business exporters at a major competitive disadvantage with their Chinese competitors. If you look at the EU, for example, the EU tariffs are roughly 40% higher than those imposed by the U.S. And so I think all Donald Trump to say, look, he doesn't want, I mean, in fact, he stated, I think it was the beginning of June, that he wants, frankly, a world where there are no tariffs.
Exactly.
There truly is free trade, right? There is no such thing right now as free trade or even closer, even fairer trade, right, with the U.S. And so he's basically saying, all right, these are just a bunch of stupid deals that are putting us at a major disadvantage. Enough is enough. It's time this thing stops. And frankly, what he's done now with the EU and with China, I have to tell you, I bet you right now, if you're Canada, you're Mexico, you're sitting there going, oh, gee, if he's willing to do that with the EU and China,
right,
I bet you he's willing to do that with us. So we better do something to make it work.
Yeah, why couldn't there be equity here? I mean, like all of a sudden, because we're Americans, we're supposed to be paying more. I mean, I understand. Look, we are a giving nation, and the reason that the WTO and all this trade situation began was the United States, out of the beneficence of this country and our generosity, said, hey, look, we're going to buttress up and support the West and Western civilization. And because of what we did, look at what we have today. And these countries should be grateful, just like the NATO countries should be grateful and all the other countries that are involved with the United Nations, for example, that the United States has led the way to, you know, pursue peace, to, you know, promote trade that is advantageous, and they've taken advantage of this because they it wasn't like they've come to us and said, hey, look, at we've been doing this long enough. We think the thing should be fair. They just said they were happy to continue to take advantage of us, right?
No, that's right, Bill. I mean, we are the number one benevolent country across the globe, but that doesn't mean that they should take advantage of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Donald Trump is saying here. And look, frankly, you saw the number that came out on Friday, 4.1% GDP growth.
Exactly.
Manufacturing's up, and which is amazing. I was out in West Virginia, Wheeling, West Virginia, with Vice President last week. And I have to tell you, manufacturing's up. Optimism is up. I mean, this is Wheeling, West Virginia. When's the last time optimism was up in Wheeling, West Virginia from a manufacturing standpoint, steel plant, coal plant? I mean, everything that President Obama said wasn't going to happen, it could never happen again in this country, i.e. manufacturing being a powerhouse, we are seeing the numbers grow. And I think that is all thanks to the, you know, economic policies that President Trump has put in place. He understood that what was killing this country was overregulation, too much red tape, overtaxation, and really, frankly, a lack of access to capital and credit, especially for our small business owners, thanks to Dodd-Frank. He has reversed all that around. And made this a much, much better country overall. And on a global scale, I think he's basically trying to do a reset. One of the things I said in my op-ed, and we've all been there before, it's like a broken arm, right? It is painful, and sometimes the reset can even be more painful than the original break.
But anyway,
once it gets reset and put in the right place, then you're good and you're golden. And President Trump understands that there is pain out there being felt by you know, American people, by our farmers. And that's why he got $12 billion in aid. That's why he went to the EU and said, hey, by the way, China's trying to screw us here by, you know, on the soybean market. So can you buy soybeans from us? So, you know, it was a little bit of a screw you, China, right? Because I've got an EU partner now that's buying the soybeans that you decided not to.
Well, and that's what's going to happen through this. And this is what takes place in negotiations, as you're well aware, Alfredo, is that you find out who your friends are as you get through this. Because, as you say, you know, and I said to the audience earlier that we're in a grief to happiness ratio. We found ourselves in a grief position dealing with trade as it is today. But we're in order to get to that happy area, we've got to get through this, you know, through that road less traveled and deal with a little bit of pain. But along the way, there's good news. I mean, we've already got some, you know, positive indicators. And as you know, in business, your value enlarges as you're able to project and predict, you know, what your organization is going to do, how you're going to produce. And Donald Trump has been spot on. But, you know, forget about what the propaganda news media would want to say. But this is what happens when you get an effective CEO in the right place. They start, you know, they offer you vision, they present projections, and they hit those projections. And that's what's taking place here.
That's right, Bill. We have a true business person in the White House that understands how prosperity actually comes about, right? We can't will it to happen. You actually have to create an environment that actually makes it happen. And that's what he's done. And look at the results. Lowest unemployment almost in history on black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment. Wages are growing. 6 million you know, hardworking Americans got bonuses or pay raise. Benefits have increased, right? That's all due to the tax cuts. And then you've got the deregulations that are happening 22 to 1. Mm-hmm. Frankly, the fix finally that happened in Dodd-Frank is hopefully going to reverse the disastrous effect that Dodd-Frank had on our community banks. Over 2,000 community banks were eliminated, and those were mostly in rural areas that used to help our small businesses.
Yeah, these mom-and-pop banks, that's just, it's heartbreaking to think about what Dodd-Frank did to them.
Yeah, it really is. So what, you know, the last, you know, thought here is, you know, I put in the op-ed really is, yeah, he understands, just like any business person, right, you invest back in your business when times are good. You take a little bit of that profit, a little bit of that cash flow, and you put it back into your business. You may have to close a plant down for a couple weeks or something like that, you know, to reset it. But that's exactly when you take these chances, when you invest back in your business when times are actually good. And at 4.1%, that's a pretty good time to invest back in. Yes, there's going to be some pain. I think he understands that, and he's trying to address that through the relief of, you know, that he's gotten already through the purchasing of the soybeans in the EU. And you know, frankly, what I just asked basically in our op-ed is give him a little bit of wiggle room. So far, he's proven himself that he knows what he's doing. Let's give him the wiggle room that he may need to negotiate and quite frankly, pray for success.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, he's got a track record, and I'm with you on that. You know, these people that want to look a gift horse in the mouth and continue to be so critical, it is clear that, you know, they've become so unhinged, Alfredo, that anybody that knows about business, realizes that they really don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And you know, in some cases, some of this stuff is almost sort of unpatriotic. You start hearing, you know, the types of conversations that you know, everybody who's opposed to, you know, Donald Trump is saying, it really is something that is troublesome, because that's just not the way things should be, right?
Exactly.
We ran an ad at USA Today on Friday also, you know, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Yes, right.
I don't know what the Democrats are thinking, but here's one thing, my last party thought on this one, Bill, is that, you know, the Democrats need to quit playing politics and get behind American success.
I think that's their future if they want one. CEO of Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz. Thank you, Alfredo.
Health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.